In today's podcast episode, I'm going to be diving deep how I 10 times my profits transitioning from a freelance business model to a full-time business model. And a note, I do not work full-time in my business, but I certainly make full-time income. If you're looking to know the ins and outs, definitely stay tuned. Welcome back. My name is Adrienne, and I am the CEO and founder of Ambitious and Caffeinated. I help moms start and grow a wildly profitable online business while putting motherhood first. Ambitious and Caffeinated helps our clients go from struggling solopreneurs to thriving empires. I started my entrepreneur journey as a teen mom who just wanted to be home with my babies and custom create my career. I knew that the 9-to-5 lifestyle was never meant for me. The business model I designed and created allows me to get paid daily, stabilize my income while working part-time hours as a stay-at-home mom. Now I help other moms turn into online CEOs, get paid daily, and own their power in motherhood. Not only do I cover all the things marketing and business, we get deep here and we don't shy away from the vulnerable chats. You can find me on Instagram at ambitiousandcaffeinated or head over to our site at ambitiousandcaffeinated.com and you can check out the free resource vault and all of the courses and programs I have available. I'm so grateful that you're here. Let's dive into the episode. So if you are new to my story, I started freelance writing and doing social media management back in 2017. And it was such a beautiful experience. I mean, created some income here, some income there. It was very sporadic, to say the least. But I knew at the end of December of 2020, it was right after the pandemic and all of that stuff hit, my eyes were just so open to how quickly things can turn, both for the economy and just our personal life. And I just wanted to be able to create that stability for us. And so at the end of 2020, I was like, no, there's no freaking way that I'm going to continue freelancing at such a low price and making this unstable income. It was very sporadic. And that's when I started hunkering down. And going from 2020 to 2021, I had 10 times my profits. And I want to give you a behind the scenes look of how to do this. And this is what I teach my clients to do as well. Like, what I had done for myself is I didn't scrap my business idea and I didn't scrap my strategy. I took what worked and made it work better. But let's just dive into this episode because I cover a lot of different tidbits I think will be really beneficial for you. But the first is the most important that I'm excited to dive into. So first things first, this is the most important. It is mindset. I had to identify as a six-figure business owner, as a six-figure CEO. I had my first, in quotations, big month, and it was $3,000. That was my biggest month I had ever had when I was freelancing. At the time, I actually made chalkboards, and I actually took old picture frames. I'd go to garage sales, grab these picture frames. They were so cheap, and I'd flip them and turn them into chalkboards, and I had a lot of fun with it. And my biggest month was $3,000. But still, if you do 3,000 times 12, it is still nowhere close to being a six-figure business. So I had to really identify with being a six-figure CEO and get comfortable with making more money than I knew what to do with. That was my thing. My mantra is I want to make more money than I know what to do with, so I have options. So by identifying as someone who owned a six-figure business and by feeling like it was possible, I didn't just wake up one morning, oh yeah, I'm going to be a six-figure business owner, move on with my life. I had to really feel what it would be like. So a lot of you guys, if you had followed for a long time, you know that I started my business originally to just cover one grocery haul and half of my phone bill. That is literally it. I was not stretching for millions. I was stretching for like $500 a month was premium. And so anywho, by transitioning, I had to really feel into that this was possible. I had to really challenge myself. What would it be like to go into a grocery store to fill my cart to the absolute brim and not even have to wonder or worry what was in my bank account? Like those types of scenarios. And then go even further, talking about vacations and vehicles and the homes and what was in the home, and not only just material things, but like being able to invest in our health without even thinking twice, stretching beyond belief. What would it feel like to have all of the clients in my containers? What would it feel like to own everything that I've desired? What would it feel like to be a powerful CEO? I was willing to believe, I was willing to stretch myself into that belief, and I was willing to execute and implement. And the thing is, this was the most important, because if you don't believe it's possible, good luck. If you don't believe it's possible to create that, you're not going to try and do the action steps to get there, because why would you waste your time on something that isn't real? So for me, this might not sound like a big deal, but it was the most important. I did a lot of EFT tapping. If you listened to my last episode before this, I very openly talked about the journal entries and all of that good stuff. And so I would highly, highly suggest that you make mindset a big priority. You can never create the income or an income that you don't believe you can have or your business is capable of creating. And I think that's just really important to note. Allow yourself to be dreamy. Allow yourself to stretch beyond belief. This is something that I do in some of the very first calls with my mastermind girls to prime them so that over the next, my mastermind is 3 months long. Definitely go take a peek. But the one thing I just want to say is I prime my mastermind ladies with this belief so that as we're growing, as we're stretching in the container and executing and creating up different launch strategies or whatever it may be, like literally anything, they are rooted in the belief that it's possible for them. So this is the most important thing. I went from being a stay-at-home mom on a really tight budget to now having a dual income, and then eventually my business actually was the sole income of our household. And what was really interesting about that is it wouldn't have happened unless I believed that my business was capable of supporting us and carrying us through. The second thing is diving into the offer suite. The one lesson I learned transitioning from a freelance writer and doing freelance social media management is I really needed to position myself as the expert, because not only did this allow me to, the next point I'll be talking about after this is marketing, but not only did it allow me to root myself in magnetic marketing strategies, but I was also very confident in my services and I was positioning myself to an audience willing to pay that no-brainer. They seen the value, they knew the value I brought to the table, they weren't questioning me. But the thing I needed to do was I needed to position myself as someone not worthy of being paid that, but as someone whose services are worthy of that. And I think that there's this controversial thing where it's like, price your worth. And it's like, you as a person you can't put a price tag on how valuable you are. But your services, on the other hand, they do need a price point. But by positioning myself as an expert and not just, oh, a one size fits all, that's what really helped elevate my business as a whole. But I teach my mastermind ladies in the Get Paid Daily Mastermind the two offer method. Essentially, this is taking a low ticket offer. Typically, I recommend having some sort of passive option. And if it is a more mid-ticket range, having a good payment plan and having a high ticket. So with the high ticket, you're going to position your marketing, your content, your sales specifically around this high ticket. And the downsell is the opportunity or the option for people who have those strong objections and aren't ready for that high ticket. So the downsell works out to be this lead magnet and is a natural and organic profitable growth to the high ticket. So that natural progression to work towards that high ticket. And so I'll give you an example of this. I started off my business with doing a group program every single month and doing high ticket coaching services and social media management services. So at the time, I think my programs, if you will, they ranged anywhere from $27 to $300. And it depended on the topic, it depended on the outcome, and depended on the variables. So for example, I have ran a group and it was, if you're in any of my containers, you have access to this, but Become a Passive Course Queen. The first time I ran this was $333. It was a full month long. You got 3 calls per week. Sometimes I did 4 calls per week. You got access to all the previous materials and you got access to a previous course. So it was really loaded. It was really juicy and really loaded. And because I had that structure, it made sense for this to be my, in quotations, low ticket offer at the time. Whereas in other seasons, I would do a 3-day masterclass for maybe $67 or $40, whatever it was. I've even done a couple of them at $111. But that being said, I always had some sort of lower ticket option more often than not under $350, ranging all the way to the $20 mark. And there was always something for them to dig into. But the reason I did this is when someone came into that group, they were very likely to come and join us in the next, because it wasn't the same topic, same repeat. Of course, I do marketing and business and passive courses. Like, that's where I love to talk about. So each group that they came in with me, they just got to build on their knowledge and come at from a different perspective. So they were very likely to come into one of those groups, but a lot of the women would transition into a higher ticket option with me, whether this was one-on-one or some sort of service or a mastermind, whatever it may be. So I knew that this system was really good. And what was really nice about this group program too, is that it allowed me to have an option to scale, because honestly, sometimes I'd have enough people in these group containers. It was actually more than what my one-on-ones would have paid me for the container. So it was really easy to scale, and I felt very highly supported in this. And I was only working 12, maybe 15 hours per week, and I was making very fantastic money. The least amount of income I've made in the last 2.5 years was $5,000 for the month. But what I'm trying to get into is, as my business was growing, I had multiple streams of income. Hypothetically speaking, if I didn't have a single one-on-one client, I would be okay, because the people who came into my group programs, I had created enough infusion of income, or sometimes they'd have a 2 payment. So I knew for 2 months I'd have like this income coming in, whatever it may be, just a little bit to stabilize. There were still infusions of income, but I would be okay. And on the flip side, if I had no one come into my group programs, I still had my one-on-ones. That was just how I was looking at it when I was first growing my business. Like, okay, I stabilized 2 different streams of income, I will be okay. The other thing that I did is either each and every month I did some sort of masterclass or group program, or twice per quarter. So not every month, but two months out of 3 months I would have one. The other thing that I did is I had an ongoing one-on-one coaching or service-based model, I guess. I was like, what is the word? But social media management. And I had this until I was at capacity. And I say at capacity because each and every different season of life requires you to be at a different level. So there was one time with the structure of my offers that 8 people in my high ticket was like full time, whereas in other seasons, 2 or 3 clients was full time for me. So I was able to create 10 times my profits by having offers that I could scale that were both, one, a high ticket that I knew I could take X amount of clients in, and once they came through and got the results that I was desiring or they were desiring and it was rinse and repeat, I could also increase my prices. But in the exact same breath, I had some sort of group program that it didn't matter how many people came in, it didn't change how many hours I was working in my business. And so that was a really beautiful experience and one of the key reasons why I was able to 10 times my profits. I was also able to repurpose a lot. Actually, almost every single one of them group programs that I've done, they turned into my passive courses. So my entire passive course bank has been building since 2021. So essentially, in my business today in 2023, I'm getting paid from the stuff I did 2 years ago. And I think that is just so beautiful and such a testimony that passive courses are not dead. If anything, they are so alive. If you're wanting to learn more about passive courses, definitely go check out Become a Passive Course Queen. It is my signature course, but I also talk a lot about this in the mastermind, and you get access to the course in the mastermind. The third component was magnetic marketing. So not only did I have now position myself as the expert in my field so that when people were coming into my space, they knew like, oh, she is the queen at social media. She is the queen at helping me balance motherhood and growing a very profitable business. She is the person to help me become a passive course queen. Like, I was now being branded for who I wanted to be positioned as. And so this made clarity around my messaging really easy. I got clear on how I serve my people, why me over a competitor. And I also got social proof. Like, these are the results I help people get, because now I thought it was so beautiful because I love to serve other moms and help them become a very present stay-at-home mom while also creating an entire empire on their laptop. Like, how freaking beautiful. But the one thing I just want to note is I got really clear on why me over a competitor. I highly doubt another competitor had 2 kids under 2, 3 kids under 2.5, 4 kids under 4. Like, I highly doubt anyone has been able to do that while growing a business and still being a present stay-at-home mom and creating a 6-figure business. And I mean, that's not to say no one else can do it, but I have a lot of kids, young, homeschool, really prioritize gentle parenting, and prioritize having a deep relationship with my kid while also making very good profits in my business. And not saying no one else can do that, but what I am saying is that perspective on life and parenting and business altogether, I think is really unique, because most people are like, oh, well, you got to sacrifice time with your kids and hustle. Like, I've worked with coaches who have been like that. Like, you don't want it bad enough if you're not willing to sacrifice time with your kids. You're not wanting it bad enough if you won't do X, Y, and Z. And it came from a really shameful place, but really what it came down to is like, no, those are my core values and I'm not willing to compromise that. And so anywho, when it comes to me, like, I'm not going to push or shove people into working in my space. I have a beautiful time serving the women who feel so called to work with me, and it's a no-brainer. Like, I'm so truly grateful for that, and I do not ever underestimate that power. But for me, the way that I show up in my business and the way that I show up for my clients, I feel like it really is a no-brainer. And this is why my marketing has been so powerful, is because I'm not pretending to be someone I'm not. I'm genuinely being myself. I'm able to get you these results if you do your part too. And I'm here to hold your hand, but I'm not here to babysit you and make you codependent on me. I want you to be an empowered CEO, and I'm going to show you the reins, and I'm going to support you every step of the way and provide all the resources that I can. But I also want my clients to take that accountability. And that's why I don't push people into the sales process, because if I have to push someone into a sale to come work with me, I'm going to have to push them to get all of the results that they're wanting. And don't get me wrong, there's a time and a place push comes to shove, but there's a time and a place to push your clients and be like, look, I know these are the results that you're wanting, and I can see yourself sabotaging, or I can see XYZ. Yes, 100%, that does happen. And some of my clients will be like, wow, I've never had a coach do that before to me. Like, hey, I just want to realign you with your beliefs. It has nothing to do about me. It has everything to do with, hey, I know this is the thing that we are supposed to be working towards. How can we get there without hustling? How can we get there without sacrificing? How can we get there in a way that's going to feel good for you? So anywho, when it comes to my magnetic marketing practices, it comes to like positioning my offer as, this is for you if you are wanting this. For example, my Become a Passive Course Queen course, that is for you if you're wanting to learn how to make sales every single day, turn your ideas into a passive product and make profit from it continuously. That will be for you if you're looking to make money while adventuring with your kids, while you make, like, the best feeling is when you wake up from the best night of sleep ever and you look at your phone and you've had new course enrollments. Like, nothing is better than that. And so I talk about that in my sales page. So when people look at that offer, it's positioned like, this is the problem it's solving, this is the outcome that you're getting, and I am the expert in this because XYZ. And anywho, magnetic marketing has really supported me through not only attracting aligned people that I always say this, like, I want to make sure that the clients I work with, I would have brunch with. And so by positioning my offers as not only a luxury, but they're actually providing you the outcome. If you do your part, you will get the outcome. It's helped a lot. The one thing I just wanted to mention after, you know, we talked about mindset, we talked about your offer suite and positioning yourself, and we talked about magnetic marketing, just truly being yourself and standing out without being someone you're not, like just genuinely being yourself. It didn't require me to work more hours, because the thing is I actually did not work any more hours than I was in my other business. I was doing mom blogging and freelance writing, and it just was not that profitable, and it was very time consuming. And for this, I was working the same amount of hours, but making over 10 times the income. Some months I was making almost 20 times the income, which is so crazy to say out loud. And so I just know that it's possible. And this is also a testimony, like, I know it is possible for you as well. If you are looking at 10 times in your income or potentially 10 times in your profits, I would love to have a conversation. Please reach out to me on Instagram at ambitiousandcaffeinated, or go ahead and check out my mastermind or my courses that are available right now on ambitiousandcaffeinated.com. But this is how I 10 times my profits, and I know that it is possible for you, and I would be so honored to help you, walk alongside you, and just see how we could create magic with what you have already created. But that being said, I'm going to pop off, and I'm just really grateful that you took the time to listen all the way through the end, and I know that this is possible for you.